We rise. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The word of God for our consideration on this Saints Triumphant Sunday are the words in 1 Thessalonians. We read those earlier. Let me direct your attention beginning at verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Let's pray. Merciful Lord, you create saving faith. Your word guides us, and your promises continue to give us hope and confidence. Yet we must admit there are days when we allow the pressure and the lies of this world to diminish our trust in you and in your word. Today and every day, we ask that you would increase our knowledge of your word and strengthen us so that our faith increases. Let us eagerly await for your glorious return as we listen to your word and are confident and trust in it. In your name we do pray. Amen. You may be seated. I do greet you all this morning. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, the one who has done all things well, the one who has changed our relationship with the Father, the one who has made you pure and holy in his sight, the one who now calls you Saints Triumphant. Fellow sinners, now covered in a robe of righteousness. I need to tell you the truth. Of course, why should I tell you anything else? The truth is, one day your membership is going to be transferred out of this congregation. Oh, some may transfer from one church to another, but I'm not talking about that kind of transfer. I'm talking that one day the Lord will come and close your eyes in death. And your membership will be transferred from what we call the church militant here on earth to the church triumphant in heaven. One day, either the Lord will come and close your eyes in death, or if he doesn't do that before he returns, when he returns in all his glory, we together will be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with him forever. Either way, you win. Whether death closes your eyes or he returns again in glory, you will be with the Lord as he promised forever. You who trust in him, believe in him, cling to him, you are his and he is yours. I say rejoice with me, fellow saints. You are truly triumphant because of the work of Christ. Everything that he has done gives us joy right now, gives us peace right now, gives us confidence right now, and we have a sure hope for a future. That whether our eyes are closed in death or whether he comes again in glory, we will be with him forever. That is something in which we should rejoice. That is something to put a smile on your face, to give you confidence. And yet we look around. We know this side of heaven there are wars and rumors of wars. There's famine, there's challenges, there's economic pressures. There are jobs that are gained and lost. And the pressures of living here just seem to always be driving us downward. We know that the love of some have grown cold. That their attitude toward worship and God's holy word has been set aside so that they can follow the whims of the world and grab for the little shiny brass object that's now before them. The world in which we live is a difficult place, with pressures and temptation. It's sad that as you and I have looked in this congregation over the years, there are people who no longer sit near you and no longer worship the Lord like you do. They have, for whatever reason, chosen to follow something or someone else. But it's not a day for us to whine or complain. It's not a day for believers in Christ to grumble. It's not a day of sadness for you and me who know the Lord. You see, through the gift of faith, we trust in Jesus. We believe in Him. We know that He has done all things. And we also know that we're going to face difficulties and challenges. And whatever those challenges are, whatever the trials may be, we know that the Lord has us safely in His hands. No matter what those difficulties are, we still have a robe of righteousness covering us. We still have peace with God. We still have the comfort knowing that if our eyes are closed in death, they will open again in glory. And when He comes again, we will gather with fellow believers and spend all eternity praising our God and gathering together with people who have died in the faith long ago. Truly, when we call this day Saints Triumphant Sunday, apply it to yourself. I am a saint of God and triumphant because of Him. As believers, we know, we're confident, and we trust that we belong to God, that we are His children, that He has made us holy. He's forgiven our sins. He's removed our guilt. He has made peace with us. And we truly look forward to the day we gather with Him again. One day, soon, the Lord is coming. And so we wait in eager anticipation. But we do know this side of heaven there will be difficulties and be challenges. In fact, the people to whom Paul is writing, the Thessalonians, they were having their doubts, having some struggles, trying to consider with all these people who have died before, they won't see the Lord. Perhaps that means He's not coming. Perhaps that means that death is the end of life and there isn't anything else. Perhaps it means that there is no hope. You see, the Thessalonians were struggling and experiencing some of the challenges that perhaps we have too. Oh Lord, why are You taking so long to come? Lord, why am I still here? You see, some of us have wondered when He will return. Why He hasn't called some of us home. Why we have to go through these difficult challenges and we begin to wonder and question and perhaps even lose a little faith along the way. You see, the Thessalonians needed some encouragement. The Lord knows that we need that same encouragement because our God is not slow in keeping His promises as some understand slowness. Our Lord is going to do what He wants, when He wants, how He wants, at the time that He wants. And He does it according to His perfect will and His plan. We know that we will face these many challenges, but we rejoice that He has made us holy. He has called us saints. And through Him we have hope and we have peace and we have confidence. And we're ready. Eagerly waiting for Him. So the apostle writes to encourage the Thessalonians. He says, I don't want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep. I don't want you to be ignorant, nor do I want you to grieve like the rest of people who have no hope. When we read that line, He doesn't want us to be unknowing about what's going to happen. And He doesn't want us to feel the grief of hopelessness as some people do. You see, our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence, our hope, our trust is in Christ alone. We have that through faith alone. And we believe that He will come again. But when was often the question. So even today, we look around. You've buried loved ones. People that you know have died. Believers who trusted in the Lord have gone to their graves already. And yet you and I, we do not grieve like the rest of the world grieves. Yes, we will miss their touch and their words. We will miss a lot of things about our loved ones who have gone before. But even though we will miss them, we don't grieve in such a hopeless way, because our confidence is that we will see them again. And that their soul, that very essence, the thing that makes them uniquely them, is with the Lord already. Although their bodies may be in the ground, their soul is with the Lord. And will remain there until He comes again in all His glory and makes His judgment upon this earth. And then the dead in Christ will rise first, given that soul with a glorified body, and we will be caught up together with the Lord and meet them all in the clouds. We will be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, and everything will be made new. We are confident in this. For the Lord tells us that He is the resurrection. He is the life. And He says, whoever believes in Me, even though he may die, will never die. Because you will be with the Lord. So we don't grieve like others who have lost our loved ones. Yes, we're sad. We admit that. We will miss them. We know that. But we do not grieve like others. We have confidence and joy that we will see them again. And what a joy it is that one day, if our eyes are closed in death, our loved ones who are left behind will see us too. Our joy is that we will be with the Lord, and they will return and be with Him also. You see, we are told that we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with Him. When you die and we bury you, we will miss you, but we will also have great joy that we will see you again. We do not bury anyone who is a child of God, one who trusts in Him. We are not hopeless. We are excited for them and truly know that one day we will meet them again. For the Lord promised that when He returns, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then if we happen to be around, we will gather together with Him in the air. What joy it is to know that believers in Christ will be united with their Lord and with all those who have fallen asleep in Christ. Truly, it is wonderful. And it is comforting to know that death does not give us any sort of hopelessness. Our hope is in Christ. What a joy it is to know that we are free and redeemed and confident because of Him. The Lord then promises that the dead in Christ will rise first. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord and the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Triumphant saints, the day of the Lord is coming. The day of our death is coming as well. But we do not fear either one, because we will be with the Lord. Confident and comfortable, we have peace with God now and forevermore. Amen. We rise. With faith in our hearts, we confess that Jesus is our hope and our strength and our joy and everything that we need. May He always guide us by His holy word and strengthen us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard the word of God, I invite you to turn to page 31 in the front of your hymnal. We'll confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. Together we confess. We believe in one God, the